Good morning. Well, just in case anyone's wondering, this is officially where the service is going to go right off the rails here. So I really appreciate what Pastor Shannon does every week, because I've learned that it's very, very difficult to be able to prepare something to speak in the way that he does every single week. So Shannon, if you're watching, we love you. That's right. And we just, I really appreciate what he does. So I'm just going to say a few words quickly here on Mother's Day, because it's a very important day in our household, I'm sure, in every household. Mothers are just, they're the glue of our society. We know that, right? Like everything that happens, every success of every person starts with a good mother. So I wrote down a few words I'm going to read, and then we're going to see a little video presentation. So today we honor and celebrate the very important role of motherhood in our lives. As Christians, we recognize that motherhood is a special calling from God, and it holds a critical place in the formation and growth of our families and communities. In Proverbs 31, we're shown the qualities of an excellent wife and mother who fear the Lord. She is trustworthy, hardworking, generous, and wise. She is a woman of diligence and strength who nurtures her family, cares for the poor, and works for the good of her household. These virtues exemplify the selfless, sacrificial love that a mother gives. Motherhood is not just about the physical act of bearing a child, but it's also about the spiritual, emotional, and social aspects of parenting. In the Bible, we see many examples of motherhood. We see Mary, the mother of Jesus, of course. She sets an example of faith, obedience, and trust in God. She guided her son with wisdom and love and was with him until the very end. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, prayed fervently for her child, and God heard her prayers and blessed her with a prophet. Mothers have a vital role in shaping the character of their children. The Bible commands us to train up our children in the way they should go, so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It is a great responsibility, but it also brings great joy. Motherhood is also a calling to serve. Along with the joy, there will be challenges and sacrifices. A mother's love can be demonstrated in many ways, from staying awake all night with a sick child to cooking the family's favorite meal even when she is tired. So just as Christ laid down his life for us, so mothers give themselves for their families. They work silently behind the scenes, making countless sacrifices that often go unnoticed and underappreciated. But their efforts do not go unnoticed and unappreciated by the Lord. He sees the selfless service and cares for even the smallest detail. So motherhood is a precious gift from God. It's a high calling that requires great devotion, sacrifice, and love. To all the mothers here, and grandmothers and aunties and everyone that contributes, we honor and recognize your contribution to our families and communities. So I was trying to prepare a message, and there's a whole bunch of mothers in the Bible that we could talk about today, but I chose a little video from a pastor down the States, and he talks about the mother of Moses. That's a story of motherhood it's really incredible to me. I really like that one. So Kari's going to queue up a video, and we're going to watch that, and then I'll just have a few things to say after that. So
you skin your knee. You cry out, "Mommy!" You're a little kid, and you get into some fire ants. You say, "Mommy!" You have a problem as you get older. You've got to talk to someone. It's not dad. Usually it's mom. Then maybe you're a guy and, I don't know, in your early 20s, you meet that special someone, you want to run it by the person that really matters. You don't talk to anyone else, but you want to talk to your mom. There's nothing like the power of a mother. You get a tattoo on your body. You don't put dad. You get the tattoo artist to write mom. Watch a football game. If we ever have football again, they pan the sidelines of an NFL or major college football field, and the guys are saying, "Hi, mom." Again, it's not "Hi, dad." Hey, I love dads. Dads are dynamic, but there's nothing like the power and prestige and influence and leadership of a mom. Let's give a crazy round of applause for the moms. I want to thank you for being at Fellowship Church. Those of you who are here, thank you. And let me look into this camera and say, why aren't you here? Somebody better face some fear and show back up. If you're sick, stay where you are, but come on, somebody. Fellowship Church, we're one of the few churches that opened. I love that. So thank you for your boldness. Thank you for being here. We've got to understand the church is not just a noun, it's a verb, right? It's about action and activity. My mother passed away 2 years ago. She was a wonderful lady. Almost every Saturday, I would call her and run over the message with her. And so often I would go, "Mom, you know, I don't really feel good about this talk. What do you think?" And she would say in her Mississippi accent, "Ed, that sounds great. God's going to use you. I just like that." If I was speaking at some conference or somewhere, I would call her and I would talk to her. "That sounds awesome, honey. God's going to use you." I miss her encouragement. I know I could go around and interview all of you and you would have stories like that about your mother. Maybe more dynamic, more moving than that. I thought on this Mother's Day, we would step back in time and talk to a guy that wrote about his mother. I thought we would get up close and personal with someone who has a pretty amazing story about his mom. The guy I'm talking about is none other than Moses. You probably heard of Moses, one of the most important figures in the Bible. Moses wrote the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. We look at Exodus chapter 2, because Moses tells us the story of his mom. His mom had a really cool name, Jochebed. Jochebed. For those Bible trivia buffs, his dad, Amram. Amram and Jochebed. Now, my in-laws have some weird names, Mendel and Elva. Those are Lisa's parents. Can't make it up, can you? They make the all-name team. Normal, abnormal, and new normal. The norm for God's people during the day, the Hebrews, was the whip and chain of slavery. The population was just growing so much. There was such a baby boom amongst the Hebrews that Pharaoh decided to practice genocide and wipe out all of the male children. So here's what he did. He cut a deal with the Hebrew midwives and doulas and told them when they helped birth a baby boy just to toss the baby boy in the crocodile-infested waters of the Nile River. Can you imagine that being the norm, Mom? Can you imagine? Okay, that's just normal. No maternity or paternity leaves involved. You find out you're pregnant, no gender reveal parties, no sonogram pictures, no. And you know Amram and Jochebed were praying for a girl. I mean, you just know it. And they have bouncing baby Moses born, during these tumultuous times. The Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 2 that Jochebed and Amram hid Moses for 3 months. I don't know how they hid him, but they did. Hid him from the Egyptian special services. Hid him from Pharaoh and his henchmen. Hid him from being taken out of Jochebed's arms and thrown into the Nile River. Well, God had promised a deliverer. God had promised to move them from normal to abnormal, from abnormal to a new normal, the promised land. And I'm sure his people were like, God, are you working? God, where are you? Jochebed, because of the providence of God, because she was walking with God, because she was an amazing mother, she formulated this ingenious plan. And you won't believe this plan. I mean, this is really stunning. It's astonishing. She made a little ark. I'm sure she'd heard the story of the ark, you know, Noah's ark. So she made a little miniature boat, a life raft, out of these reeds that stood 16 feet tall on the banks of the Nile River. She sealed it. She made it waterproof with tar and pitch. She put baby Moses in the life raft, had his older sister Miriam to stand sort of behind the reeds to watch this thing unfold. She knew that Pharaoh's daughter and her entourage would walk down the banks of the Nile to bathe every afternoon. So she thought, what if I just pushed Moses, launched him, even though it was a small craft, what if I launched him into the current of the Nile, and what if Pharaoh's daughter saw him, and she didn't really know, but that was the plan. Now that's a woman of faith, isn't it? Taking the 3-month-old child, placing him in a little life raft, pushing him into the river, all the crocodiles, Pharaoh's daughter and her entourage bathing, his sister watching, Jochebed going, oh, I can't look. I can't watch this unfold. And that's what went down. God's timing was perfect. At just the right time, she placed Moses in the raft. At just the right time, she pushed him from the abnormal, this was abnormal, into the new normal. At just the right time, Miriam saw this thing happening. At just the right time, the boat turned and Pharaoh's daughter saw Moses. At just the right time, she looked into the life raft, the little ark, and saw Moses. At just the right time, Moses started crying. At just the right time, she lifted Moses out of the ark. At just the right time, Miriam ran up to Pharaoh's daughter. You're talking about courage and faith. Hey, I know someone who could nurse him. And she brought Jochebed to Pharaoh's mom. And Pharaoh's daughter paid Jochebed, Moses' mom, to nurse him for 5 years, which developmental experts tell us the basis of a child's personality, 90% of it is formed in the first 5 years of their lives. At just the right time, I'm talking about Pharaoh's daughter, went to Pharaoh and said, Daddy, can I adopt this Hebrew boy? And he might have said, ha, what can one Jewish kid do? Yeah, we'll adopt him. I'll put him on the payroll. We'll have him study at the Helopolis, and he can study chemistry and hieroglyphics and history, and who knows, he might be, would this be hilarious, the next Pharaoh of Egypt. That's what happened. I mean, that happened. What a story. The promises of God. What a creative mom. The promises of God. What courage. The promises of God. It's weird speaking to you with masks on. It's weird watching people with gloves and people practicing social distancing. It's strange. Highly unusual. COVID-19. Ah! And I get it. There's a disease, though, Mom, that's even far worse than the coronavirus. Scenario sickness. And so many moms deal with scenario sickness. What if? What if? What if? What if? What if? What if something bad happens? What if a crocodile ate Moses? I mean, ate the life raft and everything. What if Pharaoh's daughter turned her head and Moses just floated by? What if Miriam froze up? And what if she didn't have the boldness and the courage to walk up to Pharaoh's daughter and ask this situation for her to adopt Moses? What if? What if? What if? So we need to wear those masks and those gloves to keep us, don't we, from the scenario sickness. I understand the fear. I understand the uncertainty, but we've got to turn them over to God. Moms are several things. Jochebed was several things. Mom, are you ready for this first one? Moms are supermodels. That's number one. How do you like that, moms? Say it with me. I am a supermodel. One, two, three. I am a supermodel. I can't hear you. I am a supermodel. I met a supermodel one time. I was on a television show back in the day. Fellowship Church had received all this notoriety. We'd first started really growing, and I was invited to be on this show, and the supermodel and her husband were on this show, and she talked about modeling around the world. She's been on every cover from Sports Illustrated to whatever you can think about all of these times. And I was thinking to myself, man, this girl has just modeled all sorts of clothes. Hey, moms, you're a supermodel. You're modeling constantly. You're on the runway. Not in Milan, not in London, not in Paris, not in New York. You're on a more important runway, the runway of life, and your kids are watching what you wear. And they're going to wear, moms, what you wear. Your attitude, your values, your relationship with others. There's nothing like the power of a mom. So Moses wrote about his mom, Jochebed, in the book of Exodus. Then later on in the book of Hebrews, listen to this. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. And Moses was a very handsome guy. The Bible talks about that. They were not afraid of the king's edict, genocide. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing, and isn't it interesting, he had two moms, right? Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Moms are supermodels. Moms, what and who are you wearing? When we become believers, we're robed in righteousness. Are you advertising that? Not only are moms supermodels, number two, moms are amazing artists. Did you know that? You're an amazing artist. When my son EJ was 7, we made the mistake of having a birthday party at our house for his entire class. 25 kids came over, and one of the things we did was we did this face painting thing. I'd never painted faces before, and so there were so many kids. Lisa was painting them. She goes, honey, why don't you just start painting faces with me? I said, okay. So I'm painting these little kids' faces. And it was so wild because as I was painting their faces, I was thinking, I wonder what their parents are painting on their lives. I wonder what kind of marks their parents are putting on them. I wonder what kind of imprint, what kind of influence their parents are putting on their kids. Because at surprisingly young ages, kids get it. Kids understand it. Look at Moses. For 5 years, that's all Jochebed had with him. 5 years. And look at the difference making he did as a man, as a leader, as an influencer. Look at his courage. Where do you get that from? obviously from God, but he saw it modeled in Jochebed. Look at how he faced fear. Where did he get it? Obviously from God, but he saw it in Jochebed. Where did he understand the learning and worship principle 24/7? From Jochebed. Moms, you're artists. What kind of marks, what kind of brush strokes are you putting on the lives of your kids? Number three, moms are something else. Moms are great travel agents. Say it, moms. 1, 2, 3. I'm a travel agent. Now, I know a lot of you can't say amen because you're, you know, you have this face covering. Blah, blah. But if you're online, just give me some hearts and maybe some exclamation points with the chat. It's like, yeah, I'm a travel agent. Moms have the opportunity to push their kids into new normal. To push them, are you ready for this? Downstream. To release them at the right time, but still watch over them. And only moms can figure out before God how and when that process happens. That's what Jochebed did. The courage. Okay, Mo, even though there's a small craft advisory on the Nile River, here you go. Then, when he was 5, the Bible tells us that his mom, Jochebed, walked up the steps of that palatial palace and handed little Moses over to Pharaoh's daughter. So she set forth a trip, a place, a plan as a travel agent that would literally rock the world, because Moses did what? He left normal, he lived a life in the abnormal, and then at the right time, God used this man to lead 2 million Hebrews right to the brink, right at the precipice of the promised land. Moses, throughout Scripture, is a picture of Jesus. Jesus, because of his grace and mercy, has released us from the slavery of sin, has he not? So, moms, just own the fact that you're a supermodel. You're an artist. You're a travel agent. There's nothing like a mom. I took a trip a couple of months ago, and I met this guy, great kid. He's about 28 years old, and he's kind of a macho guy. And so we were hanging out together a little bit, and he said about a dozen times, this big guy, mama said, I thought, man, that's interesting. About 5 minutes later, he goes, well, mama said. He kept saying, mama said, mama said. I go, let me stop you for a second. His name's Taylor. I said, Taylor, you must be, like, really close to your mom. He goes, Ed, I've never met a woman like mama. Isn't that great? And I think Moses would say the same thing. I've never met a woman like mama. I would say the same thing about my mother, and also about, you like this pocket square? About this mama. What? About this mama, yeah. As I told you, pocket squares, man, you can be very creative with them. Sometimes I'll just use a napkin. People go like, cool pocket squares? It's a napkin. People pay all this money for these pocket squares. You can use all sorts of things for pocket squares. Kleenex, napkin. Maybe like a green leaf. But anyway, so God's providence. Moses had 1 foot in Hebrew culture, Jochebed, the Jews, and the other foot in Egyptian culture, Pharaoh's daughter. So he was kind of straddling the fence, so to speak. God was preparing him. He understood the plight of the Hebrew people pretty well. And he understood what it meant to live in royalty, in luxury, had the best of the best education. But he had 2 moms. His Egyptian mom gave him influence. His Hebrew mom gave him influence. His Egyptian mom gave him resources. His Hebrew mom gave him a relationship. His Egyptian mom gave him something that was temporal. It was good, but it was temporal. whereas his Hebrew mom gave him something that was timeless. His Egyptian mom gave him the best education, but his Hebrew mom gave him salvation. Two moms. And then we find out next week, you're going to believe this, Moses committed a heinous crime. I mean, his crime was so bad, Netflix sought to do a documentary on it. It was that bad. You're like, what? And you might be going, well, man, I've done this, I've done that. You mean God can still use me? Yes. I've committed that crime. God can still use me? Yes. I've been abusing alcohol or drugs. You mean God can still use me? Yes. Hey, we're all criminals. Did you hear that? We're all criminals. We've all sinned. We've all committed cosmic treason before God. Well, here's some things we can take home, moms. It's going to be a short message today. I love short messages. Most of the time, preachers preach way the heck too long. Number one, that's my opinion. Number one, God is never in a hurry. He always keeps his promises. Moms, do you cling to the promises of God that God has given you? And I promise you, they will come to fruition. Even though in this time of uncertainty, even though you're trying to stay away from scenario sickness. Number two. We should build arcs of protection around our kids. One of our responsibilities, parents and moms specifically, protecting our kids. Protecting the family zone. How do you do that? You monitor their relationships. You monitor their activities. You monitor their technology. You have to monitor them, parents. And that's why the church is so important. We come alongside you and help you and encourage you to do so. Number three, God's providence is always at work. God's providence, his plan. You might be thinking, well, I don't see God doing anything. I don't feel God doing anything. Man, this is just not happening for me. I'm homeschooling and I'm stuck in this quarantine. God is working through you, Mom. In a powerful way, in a supernatural way. There's no telling what's going to happen because who knows? You might have a Moses in your lap. Well, Jochebed pushed the boat, little ark, down the stream, down the Nile. It was a life raft. It saved Moses. Our great God pushed another life raft down the stream, didn't he? Jesus. And Jesus did the work to save the world. Have you jumped on my life raft? Have you been rescued by him? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this message. Thank you so much for the opportunity to have a church that is so pro-family, so pro-moms, that understand the power of a mother. If there's someone here, Lord, and they've never, ever, ever asked you to take control of their lives, I pray today that you make and take that step. Others of us, God, as moms, we need to recommit who we are, what we're wearing, the marks that we're making, how we're launching our kids with great trajectory into responsibility and to utilizing our abilities. We thank you, God, for this time. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
So that was a pretty cool message. So I can relate to Moses a little bit in that there's been a lot of women in my life that have, you know, in different ways, you know, kind of had a motherly influence over me. So back in that row where Marie is sitting, my mother is here visiting from New Brunswick today, which is really awesome. You know, I'm really, really happy to have her here. You know, she's been, you know, she's put me on the path that I'm on today. She introduced me to God as a child. She's number one. So I just really, really praise God for her. And My mother-in-law, Renita, is here today. And she's kind of like my other mother, like the story of Moses. So, you know, I'm a long ways away from my mother. But Renita has stepped in. Marie's mom stepped in. And she's a really steady and calming influence in me. And helps me every day in my faith. And, you know, my wife, Marie, is back there, who's the best mom in the world, the hardest working woman I've ever met in my life. And so I'm just pointing these things out, you know, because, you know, I could go right through every chair in the church and talk about the virtues of all the mothers here, because it's really the most important thing. You know, I'm looking out and I could talk about, you know, everyone. So it's just, we guys, we really owe you a debt of gratitude. It's godly work that you do. We owe everything to the mothers in our community. So thank you so much. I'm gonna say a little prayer, and then Miss Marjorie's gonna come up and say a couple words. So just, if you would, just bow your heads in prayer. Father God, today we come to you with grateful hearts as we lift up our mothers in prayer. We thank you for their sacrificial love, their kind and compassionate hearts, and for the many ways they have influenced and impacted our lives. We ask that you bless them with good health and strength. May they be renewed in body, mind, and spirit, and may they feel your loving presence in their lives each day. Give them the grace they need to carry out their responsibilities as mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters. And may they never lose sight of their important role in shaping the lives of those around them. Please guide them and give them direction as they face the challenges and uncertainties of life. Help them to trust you more, to lean on you for support and guidance, and to never lose hope in your promises. May they have the courage to pursue their dreams and the confidence to overcome any obstacles that may come their way. Furthermore, we pray that you will provide for their every need and bless them abundantly. Help them to experience your love in new and profound ways, and may they never forget how deeply they are loved by you. Lord, we thank you for these special women in our lives, and we pray that you will keep them close and protect them always. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. So come on. Marjorie just came to me and said she had something to say here, so come on up.
I'm the ninth kid out of 10, and I had a wonderful mom. And I was 27 years old when she died. And this is a song, but if I sing it, I'll cry. So I'm just going to say the words. The one I love will always be forever in my memory. For all the love she gave to me, this is my Mother's Day. Just like an angel, she was there. All joy and sorrow she would share. Inside my heart, her place is there. This is my Mother's Day. I still remember when I was a kid. Through our troubles, she used to hide me. But now I am out in this world all alone. But I know she's still there to guide me. Although the years may come and go, I bless her name. And proudly so. I want the whole wide world to know this is my Mother's Day. Thank you.
Well, that's it for me. Again, I will call up Miss Patty and the Glory Boys.